Hello students, I am Mrs. Sujata Pradhan, going to continue the same chapter Python list. Today the topic of discussion is from module 2. We discussed in the last module about two operations called indexing and slicing. And let me tell you the characteristics of list again. List is an ordered sequence of items. If there are more than one element in the list, they should be separated by comma, and all the elements should be enclosed with square bracket. A list can contain different type of data, and list is mutable in nature. There are several operations used on list. They are indexing, slicing, concatenation, repetitions, updating, membership, etc. Let us discuss about indexing briefly. Indexing means referring to an element of an iterable by its position in a sequence. Let us take this example where the identifier name is color and we are taking different colors in the list like red, green, blue, yellow, white, black. And if it is positively indexed, then color 0 is red, color 1 is green, color 2 is blue, etc. As indexing starts from 0, so color 0 refers to the first element, color 1 refers to the second element, and so on. If the list is negatively indexed, as negative indexing starts from minus 1 and it is from the last element, that's why list of minus 1 is the last element of the list, that is black. List of minus 2 is white, list of minus 3 is yellow, and so on. Then we discussed about slicing. Slicing is nothing but getting a subset of elements from an iterable based on their indices. So index we have to mention along with the list name so that it can be sliced. And the index contains three parameters. One is start value, another is stop value, and the last one is step value. So here is an example where nums is an identifier, list identifier, whose values are 10, 20, 30, 40, up to 90. This is the original list. If I have to find out a slice like nums, within square bracket 2 colon 7 is written. So 2 is the starting index and 7 is the stopping index. But we have to continue till 6, as I said. So num2 to num6 will be displayed as a slice. And num2 here represents 30, num3 is 40, and num6 finally is 70. So here is a slice, list slice from the original list, from the list num. Now we are going to study something new, that is concatenation and repetition. These are also very important operators used in the Python list. Concatenation is done by plus operator. Concatenation is supported by sequence of data types like string, list, tuple. So this operator is applicable on sequential data types. Generally, plus represents addition of numbers, but here plus operator is used for list too. But the restriction is concatenation is done between the same type of data only, which means both should be of list type, then only addition is possible or concatenation is possible. Here is an example, L1 equal to 1, 2, L2 equal to 3, 4. So if we want to print L1 plus L2, it will join two lists and will form the concatenated list, which consists of four elements now, is 1, 2, 3, 4. Repetition operator is star. It is applicable for all sequential data types. The repetition operator star will make multiple copies of a particular object. When star is used with an integer, it performs multiplication to that many number of times. So let us take an example, L1 equal to 1, 2, 3. Now if we want to print L1 star 3, this L1 will be printed 3 times. L1 will be printed 3 times. It is not 3 lists. It is only one list in which the elements are getting repeated. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3 times L1 will be displayed in a single list. The concatenation and repetition operators are supported only by sequential data types. Both concatenation and repetition forms new object. In the case of concatenation, it is forming a new object here with two list elements, and in repetition or replication operator, if you have used, then this list will be repeated according to the number of integer mentioned here. Now membership operation we will be discussing. Membership operators are the operators which are used to check whether a value exists in the sequence or not. This operator returns either true or false. If the value is found in the list, it returns true, otherwise it returns false. Let us take this example, x equal to apple comma banana. So here two elements are there and both are of string type. As you know, string is enclosed with quotes. So if we want to print banana in x, whether banana is available in the list, yes, so it will give you true. If pineapple not in x, yes, pineapple is not in x, so it will give true. If banana not in x, it will give you false, because banana is very well available in x. So membership operator are the operator which are used to check whether a value is existing in the sequence or not. Next one is traversing a list. A list is a collection of elements. So if we want to traverse element by element, as it is sequential in nature, we can use a loop here. Loop can be while loop or for loop. Now here is an example, a equal to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. If you want to traverse, if you want to go through every element of the list sequentially, for I in A, print I can be written. So for each I of A, first I is 10 here, second I is 20 here. Here range is not mentioned in the for loop because the list is already given. So when for I is written, this indexing starts from 0. So A0 is 10, A1 is 20, A2 is 30, and so on. So if for I in A, print I is written, it will traverse each element of the list and accordingly it will print. Similarly, accessing index with another loop structure like for I in range within bracket 0 comma length of A comma 1 is written, it means starting is from the 0th element, index is 0, so A0 is the first element here, and length of A will count the number of items present in the list, but as you know, the upper limit will be always upper limit minus 1. So here I will move from 0 to length of A minus 1 step by step. So it will traverse all the elements from the list. Next we will be moving to list using while loop. We are going to traverse but using while loop. As you know very well, in while loop there will be an initialization, and along with while there will be a condition only. And if you want to avoid infinite loop or endless loop, you need to alter the value of the loop control variable inside the loop body. So here while loop in Python is also used to iterate the list element by element. So here is an example, sum of elements in a list. Let us take an example. A equal to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We start counting or indexing from 0. So I equal to 0 is mentioned here, and we want the objective of this program is to find out sum of elements using list. So sum is assigned as 0, initial value is given 0. Now I have to traverse element by element, and once I get each one element from the list, I have to add it to sum, and I have to update, I have to move to the next element. So two lines are needed in the loop body, that is sum equal to sum plus ai, as we are using list, and every list item will be accessed through index. So first a0, next a1, then next a2, like that every element will be accessed, and once it is accessed, it should be added to sum, and after that it has to point to, loop control variable has to change, it has to point to the next element. So sum equal to sum plus ai and I equal to I plus 1 forms the body of the while loop. And once all the elements of the list are covered, there is no more element available inside the list, you have to come out from the loop, and the resultant sum is printed here. So this is a small program using list traversal. What are the basic list operations, children? What are the basic list operations we have discussed so far? Concatenation and repetition, membership operation, and traversal. In the last module, we discussed indexing and slicing. So the concatenation plus and repetition star operators works in the same way as they are working with other sequences like strings and tuples. Repetition operators enables the list items to be repeated multiple times based on the value of integer. Concatenation operator concates the list mentioned on either side of the operator. The restriction is both should be of list type, both should be of similar type. Membership operator returns true if a particular item exists in a particular list, otherwise returns false. And the for loop, finally, the loop, whether it is for loop or while loop, both are used to iterate element by element for the entire list. And length is a function, len is a function which is used to count the number of items present in the list. So here are the examples. 1, 2, 3 plus 4, 5, 6, two list are there, each contains 3 elements, and they are concatenated with plus operator, and it is giving a resultant list, single list, which contains 6 elements now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Similarly, a string high is taken as an element, only element present in the list, and here replication operator or repetition operator star is used, and the integer used is 4. So high will be printed 4 times, so the resultant list contains 4 elements here, each element is high here. Similarly, 3 in 1, 2, 3, question is asked, 3, is 3 available in 1, 2, 3? If yes, it will give you true, otherwise it will give you false. This in is called membership operator. In and not in are called membership operators. Similarly, if you want to traverse element by element through the entire list, we have to use one iterated variable. Here the iterated variable is x. So for x in 1, 2, 3, print x. So each index value will be taken, like x0 is 1, x1 is 2, and x2 is 3, and each x I will be printed. Next, how can you update list values? If we want to alter, because list is mutable, there is a possibility to change or alter the values. You can increase number of elements in the list. You can delete some elements from the existing list. You can change the value of original list. So the list items can also be deleted by using del keyword, that we are going to study later. Python also provides us remove method, which is also going to be discussed. Today we are learning how to update the values of list. Let us take this example, list equal to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, if list 2 equal to 10 is written, you can very well observe that list 2, that means third element of the list, it changed now. Its value, it changed. So, if you want to print list, it will print 1, 2, 10, 4, 5, 6. Now, adding multiple elements. How can we add multiple elements to the list? That means we want to change more than one element in the original list. We can give a slice here. So, list 1, colon 3, which means list 1 and list 2 we want to change by 89 and 78. So, list 1 and list 2 were 2 and 3. Now, with this assignment, multiple assignment, you could able to change the value of list 1 and list 2. So, the value is 1, 89, 78, then 4, 5, 6 as usual. If you want negative indexed value to be changed, also it is possible. List of minus 1 equal to 25, which means the last element has to be updated. The last element in the list is 6. You want to change it into 25, so the original list now with updated version, if you want to change, it will give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 25. How to delete list values? The original list is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These are the elements available in the list. Now, if you want to delete, permanently delete one element of the list, we can use del. We can use del, then the list element. So list element can be indexed here with, here is the example with L1. So del L1 will remove the second element. Will remove the second element from the list. So now the updated list will be 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2 is deleted. Similarly, if you want to delete a slice, that is also possible. So you can write del L of 2 colon 4. This is an example given here. So it will be deleting two elements from the list, which are L2 and L3. So if L2 and L3 are deleted, the elements present in L2 and L3 are 2 and 3. So if you want to print the list now, it will be giving 1, 4, 5, 6 respectively. 2, 3 are deleted. If you want to delete the entire list, that is also possible. You can write simply del with the list name so that the whole list will be deleted. There are several operations we discussed, children. Now we are going to see what are the examples given here for indexing, slicing, concatenation, repetition, updating, membership and comparison too. So here, creating a list, already the original list is given here from 2 to 10 and you know how to index it. A0 represents the first element too. So the last element of the list will be indexed as an-1. If the length of the string is, length of the list is n, then an-1 will represent the last element of the list. Indexing can be done just by writing the index value. If it is A0, refers to first element. If it is A8, it is representing the 9th element here in the list. Slicing, you can take a sublist from the original list by mentioning the starting value, stop value and step value. And if start value is not given, by default it will be 0. And if step value is not mentioned, by default it will be 1. If stop value is not mentioned, by default it will go till the end of the list. Concatenation says you can join or concatenate two lists. Here already original list is A. if you are creating another list B, and if A plus B plus operation, concatenation operation is applied here, it will give you the merged list. Repetition, where it is a binary operator and it needs two operands. In the case of concatenation, both should be of similar type, whereas in the case of repetition, one is list and another one is an integer. So it will be creating multiple copies of the same list as a resultant list. We can change or update the value of any list, whether it is a single element or a slice, we can update the values. Membership operator returns true if the element is present, otherwise it returns false. Comparison is another operator which compare both the list element by element. If they are same, it returns true, otherwise it returns false. So today's module summary is based on operations applied on list. Today in this module, we studied concatenation and repetition, membership operation, list traversal, list updation, and list comparison. Thank you, children.